The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
50% of Irish adults actively participate in gaming. That's according to the latest Gaming in Ireland 2024 report released last August. And recognising this trend, interior designers have begun creating bespoke spaces tailored for gamers specifically. And joining me now, Jackie Carton, interior designer and principal of Carton Interiors, based in Rathfarnham in Dublin. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
You know, most people who are gaming, I suspect they sit on the couch and they have the console in front of them and off they go. That's it.
You would think so. You would think so. But there's probably a little bit more to it, especially if you're a serious gamer.
Now, what constitutes a serious gamer? Is it about the time they spend in front of a screen?
Yeah, I suppose so. Lots of people game and for different reasons. But for some, it's a hobby and some people spend a lot of their time doing it. So obviously, as a designer, we have to facilitate everything that you would need to do to allow that to happen.
Now, first of all, there's the equipment itself, how big it is and where it's to be positioned.
Yes.
I mean, there are some people who use more than one screen.
Absolutely, yeah. And it kind of depends. You can nearly break it down into two categories. One would be desktop gaming, where you have a PC and a screen. That could be, say, in a bedroom where it doesn't require a lot of space, but you would often have multiple screens. And then you could have console gaming, which would often be, say, in a living room or a dedicated games room where you'd have consoles and then possibly a big, huge TV screen type setup. So different ways of doing it.
Mm. Now, if you're gaming and wearing headphones, that's fine. You don't disturb anybody. But some people actually use speakers or even have chairs with speakers built into them.
Yes, they do. And acoustics is a huge thing. For the gamer, they don't want to be disturbed by what's going on around them. And then if there's the rest of the family, the rest of the household, they don't want to hear you shouting and roaring while you're playing your game. So as a designer, you have to take all that into account.
So if you are a console gamer, you need more space.
Pretty much so, because console gaming is often done by more than one person at a time. So
yeah,
it would often be you'd have a few people gaming together. So you do tend to need more space, and lots of homes are lucky enough to have a dedicated games room or, you know, an Xbox room or a PC room, whatever.
How much power do these things use? Because I presume they give off heat.
They do, yeah, and they'd all have fans and so on to accommodate that. But they wouldn't give off too much, and just kind of regular power consumption, it wouldn't be a big thing. The big thing for the gamers themselves would be Wi-Fi and internet connection, that they wouldn't want to be relying on a Wi-Fi signal. They often want Ethernet or hardwired connections to make sure, you know, nothing drops during the game.
And given you're watching a screen, and gamers game at any time of the day, glare,
absolutely,
ambient light and
yeah,
so on, important.
Hugely important. So obviously the notion of a gamer would often be in a darkened basement. And in reality, the darker the space, usually the better for ambience.
So as a designer, what are you trying to do? I mean, it's got to be about the space that's available. Some people will game in their bedrooms, for example, and that's the only place they have the space to do so.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a lot of space. Like I said, a bedroom, you just require a desk and a chair and your equipment and off you go. And then the chair is important that it's comfortable. And the desk itself, a lot of desks often have side panels that will shield the glare. Or as a designer, you make sure that you have sufficient blinds and that type of thing to prevent the sun from shining on the screen. In a bigger room, it's slightly different. You tend to have more available to you to work with.
Now, some people will kind of have a cinema setup. They'll have a massive screen.
Yes.
But there might be competitors for that screen. Like some members of the family want to watch a movie.
Absolutely.
Whereas the young fellow wants to game.
So that's a bit of a tactical negotiation amongst the family itself, I guess, as to when that happens. But then when it does, that you allow for everything that needs to happen at the time. So places to store all the equipment and stuff like that.
Now, what kind of design elements do you have to take into account? For example, carpet versus wood flooring.
Yeah, that's an important one, especially
why?
In a bedroom. Because the dust plays havoc and static with the tower itself if you have a PC. So, and it might interfere with the fans and, you know, the performance. So gamers tend not to like to have carpets. They'd prefer to have, if they have one, they want an anti-static mat, or if they don't have one, they prefer a wooden floor. Mm.
Now, how much of the equipment surrounding a gamer should be reflective of that gamer's personality?
There's been a trend, you know, lately towards not having non-traditional looking gamers. So traditionally you would have had black and red and blue. They would have been the colours for gaming equipment. And that aesthetic doesn't necessarily sit with, I have twins myself, a girl and a boy. They both game And my daughter would say, that doesn't go with my Scandi boho bedroom style, you know, which is white and light and airy. So some of the gaming product manufacturers are addressing that in the type of chairs and the type of desks that they're making, which is really good.
Now, do you actually manufacture any of these desks and chairs
do
you just...
No, we just source them for clients
for them,
who want... Yeah,
and what sort of stuff is available?
There's lots out there. As I said, there's particularly chairs that would be a huge thing. There's certain brands that just specialise in gaming chairs. They often make racing car seats and that type of thing as well. So they're quite specific in how much you can move and tilt. And if you're going to be in it a long time, you need to be able to sit comfortably.
Are there any chairs that offer like the Disney experience of vibrating when there's an earthquake or... You know,
yes, yeah, you can get chairs and obviously virtual reality is a thing too. So, you know, you'll have mats and sensors and so on that can allow you to really immerse yourself in the experience. So the equipment is huge.
Now, the question of, you know, lots of people who are gaming are renting. They're not necessarily living in, quote unquote, the box room in their parents' pad. You can't really do much to the rental apartment, can you?
Not a lot. There's a certain amount you can. Obviously, the equipment is the equipment. They're going to bring that with them anywhere regardless. But they can certainly dull down sound with things like curtains and rugs and so on. And that can help, you know, and they can use LED lighting, which is very easily put up and down to create the atmosphere as well if they want to do that.
Is this just a fad or is this the future?
Gaming. Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's a huge industry and I don't think it's going anywhere fast, especially because it's becoming such.
So do you think that in future when people are buying or looking to have a home, be it a house or an apartment, they'll actually be thinking, so much of my life is spent gaming. This is before the kids arrive, of course. So I'm going to have to make provision for that.
I think so. But also, it can be as big or as small as you want. If you want to keep it to a desktop on a screen, that doesn't require a lot of space anyway. But the strength of the equipment is what comes in there and how big it is.
All right. Anyway, some questions coming in. Chances of my wife allowing my furniture decisions are slim. Never mind for my consoles. That's from Donal. Have you ever designed and built a home flight simulator? And what would be the typical cost of a driving or flying cockpit type setup?
Interesting. I'd say that would be more down to the equipment itself as opposed to me designing a room around it. Like, so people tend to buy the equipment first. I look at what space it needs and then I design the space to suit. So that would be something you would purchase yourself. And then the designer helps kind of make the room work for that.
All right. Anyway, it's the thing in
it
all
is.
New it interior is. Design. People are going to have to make space
Absolutely.
For the gamers in their life. Jackie Carton, interior designer and principal of Carton Interiors based in Rathfarnham in Dublin. Thank you very much
for
joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.